Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Moed Katan Daf Tezai and Moed Katan 16. And so since the Gemara has been discussing the laws of Menuda, of somebody who's been excommunicated, the Gemara is going to go into a discussion of how the court behaves and how the court can invite somebody to come before them in the court. And if they don't come, they're going to excommunicate him. So what's the process? So Amar Rav Aminoah, the Meshadrin and Shlicha, the Beidino, Mezamnino, Leodina. How do you know you have to send an agent to the court and invite the person to court? It says, Vayishach Moshe, Lekroa, Dosen, Lavir, and Bnei Eliyav. Moses sent a message. He sent a messenger or a message to call Dosen, Avirim, the children of Eliyav. The sons of Eliyav to come before the court. And how do we know that we specifically have to invite the litigant to come before the court? Because it says when Korach and Zadoso, when they say, it states that Moshe, they said that Moshe took the kahuna for Aaron on his own. So Moshe invited them to come before God in court, and he said to them that, Aaron and 250 men will come to bring the ketores. So he says, you and your whole community. So Moshe Rabbeinu invited everybody to come, and so we see from here that you have to invite the litigant to come before the court. So the Gemara says, and how do we know, Kame Gavri Rabba, and how do you know that you have to come before somebody who's an expert? So that, because it says, Lefnei Hashem. So Moshe said, come before God. So we see from here, when you come, when you invite somebody or you send them a message to summons to come to court, you have to say the name. And how do we know that when you invite the litigant to come, you say, Atupulanya, that you have to invite them together with the litigant, meaning mention both of their names and say who's claiming that he should come to court, because it says Atava Heim VaAaron. So Moshe says to Korach, you come and you come against Aaron. So you have to say everybody's name. And how do we know the Kavin and Zimna? How do we know that the court is supposed to establish a time? Because it says Dachsiv Machar. It says come tomorrow. So that means you have to put a date in the summons. And how do we know Zimna Basar Zimna? And how do you know that if you didn't come the first time, that you don't excommunicate him, you give him a second time? Because it says, with respect to the prophecy of Jeremiah about the war of nations, it says, Karusham Paramelch Mitzrayim Sha'on Hevira Moed. And we see Karusham, meaning to say, call him, they called an excommunication to Paro, the king of Egypt, because the time passed. And so therefore, we see that you have to do an additional establishment of a time for somebody who didn't come the first time. And how do we know that if he disrespects the court, the litigant disrespects the agent of the court, Va'asi, Va'amar, and the agent comes and says this to the judges, he's not going to be in violation of Lashon Hara if the agent says that, because we learn this with respect to Korach, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to call Dasan Aviram, they answered him, meaning to say, even if you poke out the eyes of these messengers, we're not going to go up. And afterwards, it says, Moshe was very upset because Moshe heard of their words. And so therefore, we see from here that they were told that Dasan Aviram were disrespectful to the judges. And how do we know that the Besdin should excommunicate somebody who doesn't listen to the summons? Because it says in the Song of Deborah, after the war of Sisera, Oru Meroz, that she curses Meroz, the Amar Malach Hashem, that Meroz is cursed. So we see from here that Barak excommunicated at Meroz because they didn't come. They didn't come to the call of Barak to help in the battle against Sisera. And we learn from this another idea that the agent of the court has to say that during the time of the excommunication, the Hachis Svara, the Gavra Rabba, that this is the opinion of the great man, meaning to say that they are being excommunicated by a specific person. Dechsev, Amar Malach Hashem, Oru Meroz, Amar Malach Hashem, that the angel of God is excommunicated. And how do we know that the court is able to be strict and to excommunicate him? Dechsev, Orur Arur, that they give him a really big, giant curse, a big, giant curse. And how do we know that if the court wants to be strict on the person they're excommunicating because of a past sin, that they're able to make the decree, because it states, that how do we know that also, that you're not allowed to eat or drink with him, and you're also not allowed to stand with him 4 cubits of him, and whoever does that will be with him in excommunication. So we say, we learn from here that you can excommunicate even people who are sitting and eating with him. How do we know that you're supposed to even list his sins in public? How do we know you're supposed to even list his sins in public? So Gemara says, that when Barak excommunicated Meroz, it says because they did not come to the help of Hashem. So therefore, Barak listed their sins in public. Va'amar Ua, and Ua says, and so since we're talking about Meroz, we can learn to learn about the laws of Nidoy of excommunication. The Gemara says another thing about Meroz. Amar Ua ba'arba mea shipuri shamti Barak o Meroz. Now when Barak excommunicated Meroz, he did it with 400 shofars. 400 shofars. Ikda Amri, some say, Gavri Rabahava, that Meroz was a great man, and they requested that he should come to help them in the battle. And once he refused, they excommunicated him. Some say that Meroz was a star, and that was the mazel of Sisera, as it says, and we know in the Mafkinen, saying, how do we know that Bezdin takes all the possessions of the person who's being excommunicated, and they make them odorless? Because it says, it says in Ezra, so we see from here that he's also, all of his possessions are declared onerous.